and get the oneness. The oneness. Okay. Now we're going to shift into... Oh, let's do our tests. Yes. Everybody's going, let's do our tests. Okay. What I need is... Are there any... is there a sample test back there? Or do you have... Is that Beth's test? Okay. Yeah, let me take Beth's test. Okay. So... Let's find out. What we want to find out here is, have you guys done your kite graphs? Okay, what you want to do is transfer, if you haven't done your kite graphs, what you want to do is transfer your scores from the third page of your test across the middle band of your answer sheet. So just transfer the scores in there and then do the kite graph that corresponds. So just to give you a little insight into what the kite graph means, okay, notice on the far left-hand side of your page, on the top half and on the bottom half, there's a number, they have a percentage, and there's numbers that fall below that percentage. What the percentage is, where it says 50, the 50th percentile would be the average. Like as you go out and look at the United States, and if we were to, or any place, if we were to go out and do this test with the people in the world, average person would have had the acceptance right across the middle line there at the 50 point and would have had the rejection right across the middle line there at the 50 point. So if you look and you fall below or above average on acceptance or rejection, you just know, okay, you're above the average or below the average on acceptance or rejection. If you have... There's a couple of things going on. Like let's say you have a very low acceptance of something. Like it falls below the 10 line down there on the acceptance. And you have a corresponding low rejection on the bottom part of it. So you've got both low acceptance and low rejection of something. That tends to mean that either... it can mean one of a couple of things. It can mean that either... That value system, you have no energy on it because it's like you've moved beyond it. And the way you'd know that you moved beyond that value system is if you had extremely high scores and values, the levels that come after that. So like if you notice that you have low acceptance and low rejection of something, and then you see that the other values after that are high scores, that means that could be one that you have no energy on it because you've moved beyond that thinking and you've adopted you've evolved your thinking to the point where that just doesn't matter to you anymore. If you have low acceptance and low rejection of something but you don't have really high scores in terms of acceptance after that of following value systems, that would probably mean that you have yet to pick up that value system, and there would be something there for you to pick up in order to progress to I want to use the word evolved, although I want to be cautious with that word because I don't want people placing judgment. You have yet to move to higher levels of thinking, I guess I would say. If you have high acceptance of something and high rejection, like if your chart goes like this, whoosh, whoosh, on the acceptance and whoosh, whoosh, on the corresponding rejection, everybody see that? If you have high acceptance yet you have high rejection of the same thing, that tends to mean that there's a lot of energy on that values level for you. Could be some conflict going on there. That tends to mean conflict, like you're attempting to transition through there, yet you have unresolved stuff at that values level. No, you could just be balanced, where it was just kind of dwindling, low acceptance, low rejection. There's not much going on. Low acceptance, high rejection means that you may have some stuff with that particular values level, or it could mean that, or it could just mean that was the dumping ground, and most of your that was the dumping ground. Like most of your responses just happened to fall there, but it could mean you got some stuff. So you got to go inside and notice that there's a negative kinesthetic when you think of that values level. If you've got a high rejection, like here, let me give you standard high rejections. Like the values level 2 will oftentimes get a higher rejection. It's kind of the dumping ground area for high rejection. And just because there's a lot of people have problems with the mysticism of it, with all that. So values level 2 is one where there's oftentimes a higher rejection. Values level 3 is also another one where there's oftentimes a higher rejection. So values level 3 will oftentimes have a higher rejection as well. Now, whether or not you're balanced with that, like if you were the Buddha, then you probably wouldn't have a whole lot of negative kinesthetics about things and people in general. You could look out at everything and you'd know that that was just perfect. Whatever they're doing is perfect. So if you find that you have a high rejection of low acceptance and a very high rejection of any particular values level, and you've got emotional stuff or emotional charge on it, then there might be some stuff around that values level. You just look at it. I mean, like, when you look at values, which one do you have a high rejection of? Well, if you... Okay, so you've got high rejections on 3, on... Okay, you missed your 2 because you had a low rejection of 2. So you could have kited up like that. So you have a high rejection on 3, a high rejection on 4, and a high rejection on 6. So... my guess is on 3, it seems like on 3, possibly 4, and possibly 6, there could be some incompletion there, or could be a little bit of stuff on there, especially on 3, because you have a little bit higher acceptance of 3, which means you have a corresponding acceptance, not a lot of it, and simultaneous rejection of 3, a little bit more than the other two. See what I'm saying? Which means that there's... On one level, you're accepting it a little bit more, yet you're also rejecting it, which could insinuate some conflict. Yeah? And once here's the deal, though. If it's not a problem, don't fix it. So we just look at this and we go, huh, yeah, well, that pretty accurately describes it. Connie, here, let's make it easy for you. Okay, well, just stop for a second, and let's look at it this way rather than explaining what each thing means. I want you to look at it this way. Let's just go across the chart. I want to find out who has the highest, let's start with values level 2. Who has the highest acceptance of values level 2? And throw out a number if you think it's the highest in the room. And then if somebody else has a higher one, throw it out. You have a 0 acceptance. That's not the highest. You're a 3. Does anybody have higher than a 3 on values level 2 acceptance? I'm talking about purple. You got a 10. Donna's got a 10. Anybody else got a higher acceptance of purple? Anybody higher acceptance than 10 on purple? Going once? Going twice? On your kite graph, you just didn't connect one of the dots. I see a dot there without it being connected. Yeah. Yeah. No, as you look at the band, let's look at the band across our paper, the middle band. We're going to values level 2. That's right in the middle, purple. And just look at the top score. You have an 8. Okay, we've got an 8. We've got a 10 already. Anybody higher than a 10? Going once? Going twice? Donna's the highest values level 2. So we may be buying you some mystical gauntlets and Lucky Charms. Now, by the way, even though she had the highest level 2 in the room, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's highest in your own hierarchy. So it's just like, yeah, you had the highest one in the room, but remember that level 2 oftentimes gets some rejection. Who had the highest rejection of level 2? That would be the gray one right below it, yeah. 45 rejection. Anybody have higher than 45 rejection? 48. 52. Anybody else have a higher rejection than 52? Going once, higher rejection of values level 2. 52 is our going number. Going once, going twice,